And away we go, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Fantasy NBA Today Sports Ethos After Dark with your boys, with the OGs. He is Steve Alexander, Hall of Famer, a.k.a. Dr. A. He's been a fantasy writer for literally probably the last 85 years. I have been working in fantasy about as long. I am Rick Kamla, and we rock these Monday night, midnight gigs with you guys here on the Sports Ethos Fantasy Basketball platform. Please give us your questions. We want them. We will answer them throughout the show. And before we tip things off, I want to dive in and talk about a word from our great sponsor, Bet Online. They are the world's most trusted betting platform and your number one source for online betting. From the earliest odds to in-game live betting, Bet Online provides you with all the action and the ability to watch games as they happen. They have the largest selection of odds on everything from football, NBA, college basketball, NHL, UFC, MMA. Remember, they had political props. They got it all covered, man. Head to BetOnline today to get in on the action with America's most trusted site for online wagering. BetOnline, the game starts here. All right, Doc, tomorrow night, Thursday night preview, there's three games. I wish I had better news. These are not. This is one of the worst three packs of games that we will have in the NBA all year, okay? It is just what it is, and I tell it like it is. Obviously, you've known me for years to do that. Minnesota at Chicago probably isn't going to be that competitive of a game. Utah at Milwaukee, two of the worst teams in the NBA. Portland at San Antonio, two of the worst teams in the NBA. But it is a night in the NBA. We cover it. We'll be on tomorrow night covering it, and there will be fantasy goodies. And tomorrow night, obviously, we'll look ahead to Friday's slate as well. But Minnesota at Chicago, Doc. Will we get the return of Zach LaVine against his former team? Zach has now missed two games with this adductor injury. And so I'm not asking you to answer that because we don't know. He's questionable going into the game. That's one of the things I'm looking at here. And if he doesn't play, will Kobe White and Ayo Dosunmu actually play like NBA players tomorrow night? I presume they will. Can't be that bad two nights in a row. They were literally dreadful tonight. And then, Doc, the thought that I want to sort of tease you with in our great audience with is Rudy Gobert. The eye test that I have seen this year speaks to this dude being washed. He is not moving well. He's on, you know, head's on a swivel and guys are running past him and he's not rotating and it's a mess. Okay. He's averaging 10 points, 10 rebounds, and one block per game. That is a completely stat line from Rudy Gobert. I'm looking for 14 and 12 with two blocks, bro. That's where we drafted you, Rudy, and he's giving 10, 10, and 1 right now. But, Doc, the stat test speaks to him looking really washed. The eye test speaks to him looking even more washed, okay? And he's not of the age of being a washed guy. Just got paid for more years from Minnesota. But I really, really dislike what I'm seeing from Rudy Gobert right now, Doc.
Do you ever play, like, pickup hoops and you got some – crazy guy guarding you. That's insane. And he's just all up in your stuff. Yes. And yes. You're like, oh, God, it's just pass the ball. But I'm not scoring this game. That's the opposite of Rudy Gobert, because every offensive player that is coming to Utah or is going to meet Rudy Gobert, they want to throw down on his ass. Christian Brown was like, boom, let's go. Like, these guys want to destroy him. And I think, honestly, like, if I went to the gym and everybody was just coming to me, I'd be like, whoa, 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 wait a second. Like, I think it's in his head, and I think he knows that people want to put him on a poster.
They are, Doc. They're targeting him. They're trying to make a name for themselves by dunking on Rudy, you know, defensive player of the year. Everybody bangs on him winning that award last year. But that is definitely happening. Look, Rudy Gobert is going to the Hall of Fame one day, whether you like it or not. That's happening. But Naz Reid right now is playing at a much higher level than Rudy Gobert. I didn't think Minnesota should have extended him, by the way. He had this year plus the option year at like 40 plus million. Rudy Gobert, I don't believe, was going to opt out of that contract. So to me, Minnesota bid against themselves keeping him. And to me, that has not worked out. Remember, he was very bad his first year in Minnesota, then really good last year. And now this year, it's kind of gone the wrong way here again. But Let's move on to our next game here, Doc. Utah at Milwaukee. Let me give you the paltry records in this game. After tonight's action, we are sorted out to Milwaukee at 1-6. They are tied with Detroit for the worst record in the East. And then you have the Utah Jazz, who are the worst team in the West at 1-6. Doc, very unsexily, you have 1-6 against 1-6. Utah at Milwaukee. I told y'all it's not a great slate of NBA games. What piques your interest here in Utah at Milwaukee, if anything?
Keontae George. Rick, would it surprise you if I told you that he's hit double digits in scoring every game this season?
That would not surprise me.
He's averaging 6.2 assists. His last game, he had 33 points, 9 dimes, a block, a steal, 6 triples. Now, he has not hit 50% of his shots in any game this year. In fact, I'm not even sure he's hit 40% of his shots in any game this year. His shooting will bury your team. But if you don't care about field goal percentage, this kid is sort of lighting it up everywhere else.
Well, I don't care about field goal percentage, Doc. You know that. Or free throw percentage. I go for the goodies. I go for the raw stats, and I let the percentages vet themselves. And you say, wow, that's kind of willy-nilly. It works, okay? Trust me. You go for the PRA guys. You go for the block steal three guys. You're going to be way better off than trying to get nerdy and get the most efficient team in your league. You're not going to win a championship that way. You've got to be good in especially the fantasy goal, the block steals and threes. And it's kind of weird, you know, when you think of the three-point shot, you know, it's deep, all right? So the three-point shooters usually don't shoot a good field goal percentage. And the defensive guys, the block steal guys, a lot of times are good field goal percentage guys. So that I just let it all kind of work itself out. And it's been a good formula for me, a tried-and-true winning formula for me, and I encourage you to go with that as well. Like, in other words, I'd rather have a goody guy than a Lowry Markkanen, all right, who's giving you the points, the rebounds, not very many assists, no blocks, no steals. He's decent with the three balls, and that's just not my type of player. And obviously, Lowry's percentages are very, very, very good. All right, a couple of things here. I believe Giannis is going to play tomorrow. I don't know this to be true, but, like, you have to go. He's got a right adductor strain. According to some websites here, limited participant in Wednesday's practice, but time to go. Okay. You're 1-6. You got Utah at home. Go Hulk smash on these guys. Okay. But if he doesn't play, Doc, if Giannis does not play, we know what to do. I want you to reiterate it for the people. Give me BP's stat line if Giannis doesn't play.
Bobby Crazy Eye Portis. 20 points, 11 rebounds, 3 blocks, maybe a 3. Bobby Portis is automatic. If Giannis doesn't play, we know this.
We know this to be true, man. I'll just say this. Oh,
was that when I said my, I know death and taxes, and you play Bobby Portis if Giannis is out?
That's correct, man. That's correct. I believe that Bobby Portis is a 2010 guy on the right team with the right amount of minutes. Okay. I've been saying this for years. He's a sixth man of the year candidate every year. I think he's way better than what we're getting right now. Like, you give him 34 minutes, you put the rock in his hands, you give him 15 shots a game, he's 2010 guy. No doubt about it. No freaking doubt about it. I mean, I loved his work at Arkansas. Okay. Portland at San Antonio. Last game we'll talk about heading into tomorrow's work. We might, Dr. A, get the return of Shaedon Sharpe. Okay. Keep your eye out on that. If Shaedon Sharpe comes back, Denny Avdija, bye-bye. Chimani Kamara, likely, bye-bye. Okay. Because Jeremy Grant is still going to start. So is Anfernee Simons. And so is Scoot Henderson. So just want to put that out there. We may get a Shaedon Sharpe sighting tomorrow. And, Doc, I like the Spurs tomorrow. I know it's the second of a back-to-back, but they just got crushed by who beat them tonight? Houston. And so they didn't play a ton of minutes tonight. There's going to be the pride bounce back factor. They've got a bad team at home. I like the now, if Wemby doesn't play tomorrow, all bets are off. Okay. But if the Spurs play their guys tomorrow, just like an ATS vibe for you here, maybe they're minus five or something like that, play the Spurs. They're going to be Portland at home tomorrow. And so I don't know what other vibes you have on this game here, Doc. Portland at San Ann.
Well, you know, Popovich is thick and he's out. And the stuff I saw on Twitter made me think that we may, that this could be the end of Pop coaching basketball. That's very sad. I love Pop. Good luck, buddy. I'm pulling for you. But we also have a coach. I don't even know who's coaching the team. So I doubt, well, Pop's probably making calls. Probably, like, hey, bench Wemby tonight. I don't know what's going to happen. But this conveniently works into a question that we got over on Discord, I believe, Rick. So instead of me carrying on about Greg Popovich or Victor Wembanyama, I have a question. Are you going Julian Champagne or Keldon Johnson? I know Keldon Johnson's your boy.
He is. Jude Bellingham gave us that question. And Jude, thank you for staying up late with us, Fantasy NBA Today. Rick Kamla, Steve Alexander. We're the OGs. We've been doing this a long, long time. We appreciate you guys staying up late with us. It's Keldon Johnson. And I'm just hanging in there, Doc. It's just, and this is like kind of an overall thing. He is a better basketball player than Julian Champagne. And it's not like a crazy separation between the two, but I think there's a distinct separation between the two. And Keldon Johnson's been very weird, very inconsistent, and frankly, very disappointing. But last year, he's a 16-6 guy with almost two threes per game. And he's had a good track record, okay? So he's off to a slow start. I'm still hanging in there with Keldon Johnson, so I say KJ.
I'm going Champagne. Word.
I understand word. I like it. All right, T Goody 4 says, Hero and MPJ for Zion. Points league, I would rather have Hero and MPJ.
Same. Yeah, dude, this is funny because we were talking about Zion this morning and Brewski was like, are you going to ask Kamla about his slim down, svelte, photoshopped Zion now that he's not playing basketball again?
It's the cross show, same platform, ball busting from the great Aaron Brewski. That's well played right there. I like that a lot. I do. Dude, Zion this
year. You were so fired up about Zion's Photoshop.
Guess what?
You're like, Zion lost 50 pounds.
Zion Williamson and Ja Morant. I've been right about a lot of stuff. All right. I mean, we've told you a lot of good stuff here. But that like it's disappointing. It's very, very disappointing, dude. Like Zion missing opening night with an illness. I knew we were in trouble. I freaking knew we were in trouble. I'm like, there's no way. This is the most Zion Williamson thing ever. All right, Doc, let's take another question here. I'm just kind of over the Zion thing. I'm just kind of over it now. I was high on it coming into the year, and I'm just kind of over it.
Drop up Sohan and pick up Zach Risache.
I say yes.
That's from Crockby.
Crockby 2424. Maybe I can't Kobe
see that. I can't see that far, bro.
I would rather have Risache than Sohan.
Absolutely. Like Sohan was balling. I was picking him up everywhere. I didn't believe in Sohan last year, but I believe this year. And I was like, I'm getting him on all my teams. And now it's gone. He's out for long enough. That yes, you drop him to pick up Risache, you don't even think twice.
So let's answer the question from Paul. He's been nice enough to stay up late with us here, Cam and Doc, on Fantasy NBA today here. Garland or Lowry, nine caps.
Slam dunk.
Well, who go first on this one?
Oh, you're Garland all the way, and so am I.
Yeah, I think Lowry's going to get shut down. So, I mean, I got to build in present value and future value here. Lowry might have more value now, although he's been out and he's questionable for tomorrow's game. But it's Garland for me because Garland has a top 50 stat line right now with Allen, with Mobley, with Mitchell, with all these other guys. And Cleveland's the team right now. So I say Garland. All right. Money Murray 777, Doc, says drop Reece Hoshea in a 12-team points league for Stewart. Help out Money Murray here, Doc.
Well, I know you don't like Isaiah Stewart. You're going to say no. No way, dude. I get the rationale behind the thought and the question. Beef Stew has a chance to step up and fill in with Jalen Duren being hurt. But this Reece Hoshea thing, I feel like it's a wave, and you got to jump on it while before it crashes.
Like, yeah, or before everybody knows about the wave. And I'm not a surfer, but like in California, you don't want 20 surfers in like a small little part of beach, right? You're gonna be banging into each other, and so you want to get the wave before everybody knows about the wave. It's maybe one of the weirdest analogies I've ever made, but I think I hit the target with that. Mamba Memo says, should Klay Thompson be added? Someone just dropped, and I don't mind using the waiver wire on him, but what do you think? I have Edie or Amen I can drop. Also, Jabari Smith is cheeks this year, which I guess is code for A-double-S. Yeah, I think Klay Thompson should be added. I know that after the hot start, he sort of leveled out a little bit here, but I'm just not an Amen Thompson guy. I am overall, but not current fantasy value because they
have just dropping Zach Edey.
I'm not dropping Zach Edey. I'll drop Amen Thompson for Klay Thompson all day.
I also would.
All right, Doc.
And I'm sorry that I keep interrupting you.
No, you're good, dude. I don't care. All right, one last question here, and we'll say night night to y'all. We'll go Steph on you, and then we will go night night because your boy needs some sleep here. Husa says, "Hey fellas, is Reece Hoshea an ad for Vassell 9-cat 10-team league?" The 10-team aspect, like that's an all-star team, right? With 10-team leagues, like you have great players. There's great players on waivers. So yeah, I'm not that worried about, oh, I can't part with Vassell. If it's a 20-team league, I'm not giving up Vassell. If it's a 10-team league, I'm giving up Vassell, and I'm going to go get Zach Reece Hoshea.
Absolutely. I agree 100%.
All right, Doc, we'll wrap.
I'm not hanging on to Devin Vassell in a 10-team league. It's not worth it. He's not going to play that much.
Sorry, dude. Now I'm interrupting you. Any last words before we get out of here, bro?
Go to Discord. If anybody is a Discord expert, come help me out.
Join us on Discord in the link on the description of the show on Twitter, and you will see it out there. And so we've had a blast here, man. Shout out to our great producer, Andre Lamouche. Shout out to all of you for staying up late with us. I do want to welcome you to read my waiver wire article on the Sports Ethos Fantasy Basketball platform and website. Read Doc stuff out there. And tune in tomorrow night, guys. We'll be back midnight. It's a light slate, but we'll talk about whatever is fantasy relevant, any big news in the NBA. Maybe we'll cook up a segment for you. And, of course, we'll look ahead to Friday's work as well because we're not on Friday night. So maybe we'll get into some betting advice for Friday night slate. So for Doc, I am Cam. We are out. Just want to tell you before we get out of here, Fantasy NBA Today is brought to you proudly and presented proudly by Bet Online. See y'all.